Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for that wonderful Son, the Lamb of God. And we're so thankful again that the power of your Holy Ghost, Lord God, oh, it's upon us. Hallelujah. Lord God, the anointing, thank you, Jesus, that only you bring. Hallelujah, God, that you touch these vessels today, Lord God. You touch me today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that we lift up our voices and we praise you. Lord, we see the miracle of your grace working in the children of God. And Lord, it's so wonderful that it's you and your love that causes us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Oh God, it's being found only in your Son's righteousness. Lord, it's wonderful to be clothed in that. Oh God, that they would only see Jesus. And Lord, today, that's who we want to magnify. That's who we want to give all praise and glory to. Oh, the Lamb of God, the I Am, hear him. Lord, it's so wonderful. And God, help us to take note, Lord God. Help us to, again, put the things away right now that are distracting our minds and our lives. And Lord, bring us into that communion with you, that fellowship today. Lord God, that it's just one-on-one. It's that dinner for two. And Lord, you're proposing right now to the saints, I want you. I want you to marry me. I want you to go. Will you go? God, help us to launch out. Lord, let this word work effectually today. God, the grace is there. Let us lay hold to have faith to believe you. God, let your Son be magnified. We give you the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles today to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to be reading from that first verse, and we'll read through the first five. 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, God's timing is always perfect. And his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it cuts the intents and the thoughts, the very heart of man. And he's had us dwelling here for quite some time. And brothers and sisters, we are all at a crossroad. And as that prayer in the power of his might, will you go? Will you go? Is it worth it to you? Or as this scripture so points out, are you going to be lovers of self more than lovers of God? Now we all face this choice every day. We all face this battle. Truly every moment. Is my life going to be directed and moved and led and influenced and encouraged by the love of God? Or is my life going to be carried about
with the lusts of my flesh. And I'm talking about my pride, my self-esteem, my feelings, or my opinion. And truly, as we've been in this Bible study, and I believe some of you know what I'm talking about, it's as the Lord has really placed my heart right alongside there with Brother Paul. See, I'm learning how real it is to follow Paul as he followed Christ. You talk about being in places. You talk about seeing things. But I'll tell you what. I got a little vision of a broken heart of Brother Paul and how he loved with the love of God and how he loved souls and how he loved those that had been touched with the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message and were moved with a groaning, with a conviction that, Lord, if by any means I might attain unto that resurrection, if by any means I would be one that would love your appearing, that my ear would be in tune with only one thing, the trump of God. Oh, he loved those. He loved these ones. And it's as if, brothers and sisters, I was seeing those with him. And it's going on today. And I'm talking about those that were profitable in the gospel of Christ, those that truly were full of the Holy Ghost. But for one reason or another, they loved self more than they loved God. And they turned away. And even though at one time or another, they ran well. They were running with purpose. They were running for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But yet, the most critical and the most crucial time to run well right now, brothers and sisters, is right now. It's about right now. Jesus may come today. Praise the Lord. And it's time to run well right now. Not to delay for a more convenient time or season. Not saying, well, I need to get this accomplished first, because if that's really our heart state, brothers and sisters, it's not going to come. He's encouraging us by the grace of God to run well now. Now. There's a lot of reasons that we swerve from the truth or step away, withdraw. But it all adds up to the same result. And that's defeat. It's always defeat, brothers and sisters, when we are lovers of self more than lovers of God. And it really was in this that the Lord brought my heart to two particular brothers in Scripture that I believe so magnified this broken heart of Paul. And that was Brother Demas and Brother Barnabas. And Demas was called in Philemon chapter 1, Paul's fellow laborer. He was very profitable to Paul. He was a brother, thanks be to God, that preached the gospel alongside the apostle to the Gentiles. But even though all of that effectual work was going on in this sweet brother's life, and I pray that we know this, brothers and sisters, but for the grace of God, there go I. This is why this message is coming forth. This message is coming forth to encourage us to stand, to withstand, and having done all, stand. Do not be moved. Do not be greatly moved. I shall not be moved. I'm standing on the rock that is higher than I. And praise be to God, that's all glory. Now, even though Demas was so profitable to Paul, Shortly thereafter, maybe 1-2 years at most, Paul in 2 Timothy makes the statement, "Demas hath forsaken me." What a grief. What a heartache. And it wasn't the allegiance to Paul. I hope you know this, brothers and sisters. It was by God's grace, the conviction and the heartfelt love for the message of the Bride of Christ. I'm confident that Demas, even though he forsook Paul, went on still preaching. I'm confident that he preached salvation. I'm confident he preached, I'm sure, even in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. But he swerved away from the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And brothers and sisters, that's what this is about. This is about being, and really, I'm thankful to God it talks about that crown. I'm thankful to God it talks about ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ. I'm thankful to God that there is that glorified together with Him that's in the offering. But I'm thankful to God it's Jesus. I want to please the one who has loved me so. I want to glory to the Father that you did this for me. You gave your Son for me. I do want to do all I can do. And as he says so clearly in Scripture, honey, all you can do really to please me is take the cup of salvation and drink. Here it is. It's the Word. He wants you to drink this up. He wants you to grow up in it. He wants you to believe all of this. And yet think of how we waste our lives as Christians. We're going to try to please God by works. And, oh, I'm going to go and do this big thing. And watch me do this good deed. And watch me serve this. There's an innumerable multitude of palm wavers in heaven. Read the Word of God. That innumerable multitude stands before the throne and they wave their palms. Now we know, brothers and sisters, that is a figure of what the Lord is trying to tell us. They were servants here. They're going to be a servant there. He wants you to rule and to reign with Him. That's what God wants. Don't you want what God wants? I believe you'd say, oh yeah, I want what God wants. Well then, take your preconceived ideas of what you think God wants and throw them away. See, religious man, is a wicked man. It is. And he is. Because he goes in his own strength. He goes in his own righteousness. He comes before God just as Cain did. Here's what I prepared with my hands. Here's what I did with my sweat. Get away from me, you wicked one. Bring me the lamb. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I thank the Father for sending me His servant and giving me His Word and encouraging my life to say, honey, I've graced you that you want to please me, and here's how. Know me. Know my ways. Give my Son all the glory. Magnify Him. Be an empty vessel that I'm going to fill up. Be still. Know that I'm God and I will use you. Yeah. Now, Demas saw something else. He swerved. He turned from that beautiful simplicity of the grace of God. His name even means fortune. And it's so true that oftentimes when we turn from the Lord, it's because we think that something's going to bring to our lives something that brings more fortune. Yeah, stay with me on this. We think that some worldly thing or worldly feeling is going to bring me more satisfaction. It's going to bring something more pleasant for me to embrace. It's going to bring me something that is going to be more easy. Well, I'm going to tell you something, in case you haven't found this out. Staying with the stuff is not easy. It's not. Paul said to Timothy, Paul said over and over in Scripture, but specifically to Timothy before he was going. Matter of fact, in the very last of chapters of writings to him, Timothy, endure afflictions. They're coming, son. If you're going to reign with him, you're going to suffer. It's required. Them's the stripes of the generals. Them's my stripes I took for you. Come on now, this is it. This is what it's about. Brothers and sisters, when we run for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, it's not in a hothouse. It's in a furnace. It's not in the lotus land of ease. It's into tidal waves, tsunamis, all these different things that man fears. But see, perfect love in our lives, brothers and sisters, it causes us to fight the good fight of faith, and the perfect love of God casts out all fear. And the Lord will allow, and he does allow, the devil to do things. And when the devil is allowed to do things, let me tell you something, he'll do anything. He'll do everything. He'll use anything he can to defeat you. And oftentimes, just like the name Demas means, he'll use that way that seems more convenient. Oh, yeah. That way that might seem more easy. Let's negotiate this in our household. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we have this contention, and somebody likes to come to church here, and somebody likes to come to church there, so we'll go to church over here. Come on now. Pray one for another. See, the lies of the enemy have never changed. He will tell you things like, oh, you don't have to endure such pain. If you just would move away and get your head on straight, you don't need to endure that much suffering. How about you don't need to go to Living Waters Tabernacle to hear the truth? You can go anywhere else and get it. How about you don't need to gather with the saints of like precious faith? No. Those, you know, that one or two out there in that meeting, they talk about you. Isn't it amazing? And yes, there are ones that do. I know that. But isn't it amazing that the enemy will get us focused on one or two, when I've got another couple, 300 that are praying for me? Wake up. Lies are lies. And he says his sheep know and hear his voice. So if you're entertaining yourself with lies, that's something you're choosing, isn't it? And who is the author of lies? I hate to think who you're having a conversation with. Oh, let me tell you something. That snake was awful pretty there in the garden. Let me tell you something, that devil was a pipe organ within. That devil was the cherub. And it wasn't an accident. It wasn't something that was, oh my goodness, what did I do? No, God knew exactly what he was doing. He says, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to create these vessels that have free will to praise me. And I'm going to put them in a wicked world. I'm going to put them in a place where the prince and the power of the air is Satan himself. I wonder if some of them angels said, God, what you doing? Behold the Lamb. Here he's going to come. And they're going to look to him, and they're going to know him, and they're going to praise him, and they're going to love him. And the evil of man's going to wax worse and worse, but there's going to be a remnant. There's going to be a handful that are going to grow more glorious and more lovely and more like him. And it's the only time and it's the only place that it's ever going to happen. When it's turned up to the fullest, almost. Because see, the devil ain't coming like a roaring lion until that bride's out of here and all that. But it's pretty close, isn't it? And I'm going to show my son off in her. She's going to walk boldly through the land. I'm going to send giants like they'd never seen. I'm going to send them in the form of any and every type of thing you can imagine. That devil's a wicked one. Oh, he's going to try to tempt, and he's going to try this, and he's going to do that. But there's going to be a little handful that are going to stand there and say, just like Jesus did, it is written. It is written. Okay. Get you excited to see his face, doesn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you something. The enemy telling you, oh, you don't need to be around them. They rub you the wrong way. I've heard that whisper more than a few times in my ear. Oh, yeah. But I'm thankful to God I've received grace to listen to the still, small voice that said, oh, honey, in my faithfulness, I have afflicted you. See me orchestrate it? Do you see him orchestrate it? Do you see the maestro? I mean, do you really see him do that? Do you see him invite you to that table prepared in the presence of your enemies? Come on. It's time to start living by faith. Now, he says to you, in my faithfulness, I've afflicted you. He's telling you time and time again, and you know the voice of the Lord. Stay with the stuff. You will be exalted in due time. You suffer with me, you're going to reign, honey. Come on, it's just a matter of time. Our day. I love when he says that to me. Our day. I said, it's your day. And he said, looks back at me and says, no, our day. I've never seen a bride or a groom come down here and say, this is my day. They both say to one another, this is our day. Yeah. Now, I am not encouraging us to be like a bunch of wild turkeys picking one another to death. You know that. I love thinking about again, Brother Hills. Yeah, his birthday would have been yesterday. But how he'd say about them turkeys. But I got news for you. The Bible tells us there must be heresies among you. You know that? Yeah. And I pray by his grace we don't enter into that, but there must be heresies among you. It's the word of the Lord. It's going to happen. And you know what? The Lord was even encouraging my life. You know, if the Lord allows my life, I'm not going to tell you he's going to will me to be defiant, but he'll allow me if I want to be defiant. If I want to be ornery, maybe even in my ignorance, to be a diamond, to maybe put a little cut on you, you pray for me. But I'll tell you what, I praise the Lord for you, because you have been blessed. You have been encouraged to endure. See, brothers and sisters, we're in this weak in flesh, aren't we? Amen. We are not perfect. I understand that. We will fail. At times we will even fail without really knowing it. Maybe in our good intentions we hurt one another. But I'm going to ask you again, what is it all about? Is it about you and your feeling? Or is it about Him and by faith? See, He told us these things, didn't He? If we look to man, we're going to get disappointed. And God will show us that. He'll bring men that maybe we had confidence in at one time or another, and He's going to show you that only He is faithful and true. That when we put man, our confidence in man whose breath is in his nostril, we are going to live a disappointment. Thank you, Jesus, for the faithfulness of God. Thank Him for that. Don't get mad at that person. Don't go, oh, you evil one. Say, thank you, Jesus, that my confidence is even more to you. Thank you, Lord, for these weakened vessels, that I don't put my confidence in any man. Is the word of God true or not? Do you see how people are just completely blown away? When, God forbid, but it happens, teachers fail. Pastors fail. God's anointed even fail. David sure didn't act like a king a lot of times. He sure didn't. I mean, that's the man after God's own heart. Could you see those ones? Well, I don't want that kind of heart. Sure, you don't want that heart. But God wants that heart, because God gave him that heart. You mean he's king and he took that woman from that man and committed adultery and killed him? Oh, it didn't stop there. Numbered the people that one of no faith at that time. And I think about this because I so love my children. But you think about how Joab had to come to him and say, as he was weeping there and mourning, Absalom. Oh, and he was. I mean, that was his son. He loved him. But that one came and shook him up and he said, get up. You would have sacrificed your whole kingdom and all these people for that dirty, no good son? And that's the anointed. What you doing? Oh, Jesus. God help us, huh? Kind of puts things in perspective real quick, doesn't it? Thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, Barnabas, think of him as we close. I believe he faced this very clearly. He was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost. He was a man that was mighty in Scripture. I think about the fellowship. I was just recently with my dear, dear friend Sean back in Pennsylvania. And I think of the fellowship that the Lord graced us with as young men and how mighty that the Lord was in our lives at that time. And just as 17, 18, 19 years old, the Lord was dealing with me about the bride and him at the same time, and how God just mended our hearts together to encourage one another in the deep things of God. And I got that about Barnabas and Paul and the things that they saw, the miracles that were wrought. How Barnabas was encouraged in Paul's early Christian life to introduce him to different saints, to encourage ones to accept him, to say, sure, yep, he was the one that killed all the Christians, but now he is the apostle to the Gentiles. He's the chosen vessel. He rejoiced in that word of his grace that went forth out of these vessels, and how incredible. But yet here they were getting ready to go on a missionary journey together. What a mighty time. God called us to go. And Barnabas says, oh, and you know what, brother? We're going to take this one and that one. I want to take Mark with us too. Meant good. Well, Paul was convicted of the Lord. This isn't Mark's time. Maybe another time, but not this time. He's not coming. Well, I'm telling you, the rub started rubbing. And you think about such a small thing, in a sense. It said that there was a parting of asunder. It says that Barnabas was determined to take Mark. Let me encourage you something, brothers and sisters. Never be determined in that way to ever do anything, because it will destroy you. And it will. You can be so determined in a good thing and a thought that you think is exactly right, but let me tell you something, you better get rid of that right away. And even though there was such contention, I could, in both of these brethren, I'm sure that there was broken heart, but I think of Brother Paul and, oh, the broken heart. The knowing that, Lord, I got to leave it to you. I don't know what it's going to be. But I'll tell you this, brothers and sisters, we really don't hear from Barnabas anymore. And I don't know for certain, but I do imagine that possibly this was the breaker. Maybe even the shipwreck of faith. Maybe something that just sent him off in bitterness or in anger or in a humility that was never received, that he never could get over. What do you think? Oh, I know that doesn't go on here. I miss a lot of brethren. I miss them. Matter of fact, I'm heartbroken. Oh, Jesus. We love one another, brothers and sisters. And it's, oh, you've heard me say it time and time again, but I need us to be reminded, it is not about a place. It's not about a messenger. It's about a message. It's about a proposal that I ache to see people pass up. And you're not going to be able to tell God when and how he's going to do it. God has appointed and he has anointed. He has. And I don't know exactly how he does it. But I know he does all things well, and I know he does all things right. And I've seen him set people up. Whew, Lord, you're telling me. I've seen things happen with ones that are so anointed that you'd say, oh, Lord, why? But so quickly, oh, honey, I'm going to show I'm faithful and true. See, we get the mind of Christ in this, and we get eyes with vision. You're going to see the glory of God taking place. You're going to see the transformation of the sons of God. You're going to see the faithfulness of God over and over and over. You're not going to put your confidence in that man. Now, I ask you to pray for me. I don't want to do anything to take away, to hurt or discourage you in the gospel of Christ, but I assure you, do not put your confidence in me.
I want to be a loving vessel. I want to run, and I want to run with passion, and I want to finish with a full joy. And that's what I want to encourage you with. It's because of the grace of God that is with me. That's what's transformed my life. That's what took me from the man I was to the man I am to the man I hope to be. That's what it is. And it's real, and it's there, and that grace is sufficient for everything. And we do. I do. I sit still, and I'm learning to be still and to know that He is God. And I watch that man come forth in my life. I watch. It's the greatest. Oh, it's the greatest thing. It is in each one of our lives. I see it in you. Sat there for years, happy and thankful. But man, we're going to joy unspeakable and full of glory time. Now that's there for us, and it is. And I was thinking, you know, like with old Barnabas, you know, we got married couples in here. Yeah, we do. You ever got mad at one another? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. But let's just say you did. Did you just say, get out of here. We're done. Now, that would be pretty silly. It'd be pretty careless and pretty stupid. If you really love one another. If you really love one another. If you really love one another, brothers and sisters, you stand by faith and fight. And fight. It's a fight. Because you know the enemy's trying to attack. That's what it is. It isn't her family or his family that causes all the problems. Listen, you're not fighting flesh and blood. You're not. If you really love, you get tender. Strength in Christ is when you get low. It's like that picture Sweet Arlene did. Of those two goats up there in that high mountain pass. And here they coming around the bend. And there's only room for one. One's going this way and one's going that way. And they can't walk around each other because one side is pure rock and the other side is about 3,000 feet down and death. And this true story, even in nature, what God shows us. And here the one gets down for the other. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I encourage you, Jesus lives in you. That life that gave His life that became sin. That God so lowly will never even understand. I mean, He left His throne in glory. Oh, He became a man. He became a lowly, lowly man. And then even the worm upon the cross, the despised, the rejected, the blight, sin for you and for me. And the wonderful thing is He lives in you. He lives here. Hallelujah. Now I believe by the grace of God, that we had an appointment today. I believe by the grace of God that, you know, I'm not flattering you. I'm just giving all praise to Him. I'm preaching to some that I really believe are battling for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Grace is touched to love. And I'm talking about fervent love. I'm talking about a love that you know that is not of myself. But a love of the truth. A love for Jesus. A love of the Christ that lives in me. Yeah, that love. Humble ourselves, brothers and sisters. Humble ourselves.
lovers of God. Humble yourself. Don't seek to be esteemed. Don't seek to be validated. Don't seek to be, see, I was right. Oh, no. But rather seek to suffer affliction with Him. Seek by God's grace to endure hardness as a good soldier. Seek by God's grace to be encouraged with the word of the Lord that says, oh, honey, I have counted you faithful to suffer together with me. Mark 8:35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Let's stand and praise Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord. Oh, you're so great. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, thank you for that encouragement, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for the grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the God of all comfort. Lord, comfort us with believing. Oh, comfort us with believing you. Oh, thank you for that word of your grace. Oh, yes, while every head is bowed, Father, thank you so much again in Jesus' name for the word of your grace. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you again that you are the God of all comfort. And thank you it is comfort ye, oh, your people. And Lord, thank you that it is this effectual working of believing that comforts us. It's believing the word of your grace that gives us the rest, Lord, the peace. And Lord, we can't find peace anywhere else. We're not going to have rest anywhere else. Lord God, we're a people that live by faith and faith in the Son of God who loves us and gave Himself for us. Now, Lord, every life here today, quicken them. Quicken us, Lord God. Let us rise up, Lord God. We feasted today. Now, Lord, let us rise up and, God, let this work effectually, powerfully, wonderfully. That, Lord, we may be pleasing to you because we are justified by faith. We give you the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.